Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. This week, we've talked about history. I've asked you to consider your own personal history, especially the good therein, and we have talked some biblical history. Our text in the Bible have been Romans chapter 15, verse 4 in the New Testament, and Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 in the Old Testament. There is a word at the end of verse 4 of Romans 15 that's also been important to us this week. It is the word hope. On Tuesday, I asked, how is it that the hopelessness of the past can be transformed into the hopefulness of the future? This is an especially pertinent question to you who dug into your past this week and really did not find much good. My invitation to those who found good within their own history was to thank God for those great memories. I said this was something that is for us a privilege, given that the first man, Adam, did not even have the capacity to look back across his younger years and to the genealogy that preceded him, because as first man, he had no history. Simply put, we should be grateful to God that he has given us a history and the capacity to look back on it, giving honor to him for his grace within our past. But what then will be my advice to those of you who might say, I wish I was Adam. I wish I had no past. My history is full of such darkness. Well, I invite you to ask this question. How is it that the hopelessness of the past can be transformed into the hopefulness of the future? And my answer, succinctly, is to put your past into the context of Scripture. Come along with me as we explore the landscape of the history of God and people in the pages of the Bible. And be on the alert, listening for application drawn from their lives to yours. Remember what Paul told the Romans, for whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. If you are low on hope or downright hopeless, a perfect resource for hope exists, and it is available to you today and all throughout this weekend. God. That is right. God himself is your hope. Let me show you how this worked out with the first human being, Adam. Remember, he has no personal history. Furthermore, in his humanness, he is all alone. Surely it was lonely for Adam. God thought so. Listen to Genesis chapter 2, and this time verse 18. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." That was Genesis 2, verse 18. Do you see what happened there? God was to Adam his source of hope. God's assessment was that Adam by himself was incomplete. He required a helper suitable for him. And so God made Eve and provided her for Adam. Now we have the first man and the first woman. When God looks in on your life today, he supernaturally assesses what you need. Oh, how he can give you hope. What I encourage you to do is to ask him for it. Just say, God, I feel hopeless. My history has brought me to a place of hopelessness. I need you. Fill me with your hope. How is it that the hopelessness of the past can be transformed into the hopefulness of the future? Answer, only by God. God will supply your needs. Ask him to do so now. And then join me again on Monday for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.